Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
The fitness girl I follow on Instagram, this person writes, treated herself. She put treated in big bold letters too. Treated herself today with regular eggs instead of egg whites.
What?
Eggs, bro. I will never be fit. Now, when it comes to your cheat day, your treat food, like Whip, what would yours be? Seriously.
Let's go with like some kind of cinnamon roll.
Ooh. Oh. That's a pretty good choice.
I know.
Violetta, you go with what?
I've been dreaming about the Bratstop Mark's cheese just drenched with fries.
Your cheat day, Patrick, would include what?
The Crave Sack.
Crave Sack from the castle.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Go get one right now. Yeah, why not?
The Crave Sack from the castle. Sounds weird. All right, Bill, your cheat day would be what?
Instead of my morning toast, a bag of Cheetos.
Bag of Cheetos.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of healthy toast with a lot of butter, go straight to the Cheetos. At number three, Jim, your cheat day.
Deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza. Well, Lou Malnati's to carry the day. And at number two, cheat day, Ed.
I'm going to get a rainbow cone.
Rainbow cone.
From the south side?
Wow.
Rainbow cone.
Interesting.
Good choice. And finally, in at number one, she's thought it through her cheat day, Elizabeth.
Doesn't get better than chocolate chip cookies and margaritas.
Aha.
Oh, wow. What a combo.
That is an interesting combination of pure delight. Chocolate chip cookies and margaritas. Just
and
like
margaritas.
They serve in Cabo.
Yep, margaritas come in lots of flavors.
That's right,
exactly.
They do.
Do you get them frozen or over ice?
Frozen.
Okay, for sure.
See, I'm an on-the-rocks kind of guy.
Really?
For my margaritas. I heard, like many of you, that the first vaccinations are reportedly going to be taking place at Loretto Hospital on the west side, right there by the Eisenhower. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking back and forth. I was asking Whip, okay, so that, after that, the ceremonial vaccine. And Whip's like, well, it's not officially ceremonial. They're going to actually use the vaccine. I said, oh, okay, well, I thought they were going to use Mountain Dew.
Ceremonial almost implies like
right.
It's not
like
real.
It's a show.
It's not really the vaccine.
Like a groundbreaking. You
right,
know, you shovel one thing of dirt up, and it's like, yeah.
Nope, I'm pretty certain they're using the vaccine.
I hope so.
Then after that, do they just open the gates and it's off of the race? Like, well, Whip's like, well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Because gates are not open.
Yeah. And I said, well, I don't mean like, you know, we're all going to run down there and storm the doors.
Right.
But, do we start the one after the other process with our healthcare workers like they, you know, like you saw all over the news yesterday out of New York?
Yeah.
And so we decided the only person that has any idea what the hell they're talking about during all this and can clarify a lot of it is our good friend, Dr. Kevin Most, your chief medical officer with Northwestern Medicine over there at Central DuPage Hospital. Hey, Dr. Most.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Great. Did you hear that disaster about 30 minutes ago as we were trying to figure this out?
Yeah, I did.
It's troubling. As a medical professional, it had to be troubling to listen to.
Well, fortunately, you guys aren't on the logistics end of the vaccines here. So.
Yeah,
but a lot of people are listening, and we're not
right.
giving them any information.
All right, so we have some of the facts right. It starts at Loretto Hospital. Do you know what time that happens today?
No, that should happen any time now. I would imagine they're going to do it fairly early in the morning.
Dr. Most, I have one piece of information that actually is apparently real. It's apparently at 10:30.
10:30.
10:30.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Then what happens?
Well, after that, they will go through whatever their allotment is, and I would imagine they'll do it as quickly as possible. So to give you an example, our allotment for the first round is 2,400 doses, and we will receive ours tomorrow. So we will hopefully start vaccinating mid-morning, late morning tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll go for 8 hours straight, and then we'll do 12 hours on Thursday, 12 hours on Friday to get through 2,400 people.
All right. And that is what I was meaning. Like, and then the doors open, and people are just running them through, because that's what it looked like yesterday.
Yeah.
They had their healthcare professionals, their nurses, their doctors, their hospital people lined up and ready to go because, correct me if I'm wrong, doctor, this Pfizer vaccine, once it comes out of the deep freeze, there's a limited time you can use it.
Yeah, once it comes out of the deep freeze, you have 5 days to use it. Mm-hmm. And then once you reconstitute it, in other words, put the saline in that we use to make it a vaccine, we have 5 hours. So, it's certainly timing is of the essence because we don't want to waste one vaccine. So I can tell you here at CDH, we have conference rooms set up with 16 different vaccination stations. We have appointments, so we know exactly, so people aren't waiting in line. So we've streamlined it as well as we possibly can, and looking forward to to turn the corner here.
And how will this work? How is the selection done? Is obviously the frontline workers, those in your ER, your nurses, your doctors, do they go first? How does the system play itself out?
Yep, exactly. So that's what Northwestern has done. Northwestern has said, hey, the staff caring for the COVID patients, the ICU, the people on the COVID units, the respiratory therapists, the emergency room doctors, all of them got top priority. And then on top of that priority was if you have any underlying illness, you go even to the top of the line. So we know that demand is certainly going to exceed the risk, or excuse me, the supply that we have for the first couple of months. But we're certainly going to do this in a smart fashion to protect those that have the highest chance of being exposed.
Okay. All right. And after that, have you heard any indication or have you heard any more information about the rollout after that, when it starts to go to police officers and teachers and different groups?
Yeah, we should really get through the healthcare portions fairly quickly if the supply continues the way it is. If we get the Moderna vaccine the week of Christmas, and then we will get further vaccines from both Pfizer and Moderna over the next couple months. Then AstraZeneca comes out and Johnson & Johnson. You know, the expectation right now is we're looking at teachers, firefighters, police, probably in early March, I would say, maybe even late February, based on the supplies that it appears are in the pipeline right now.
President-elect Biden had said one of his three initiatives is 100 million doses in his first 100 days. Is that realistic?
Yeah, it is. I mean, based on the supply that we have and the supply chain, the way that it looks, and if you think about that, that's a third of the population. So 330 million people in the United States, if we can get 100 million done at that point, we need to get to about 70%. So really, the importance of healthcare workers getting it now is two things. One, it's going to protect them and allow us to work more efficiently. But two, it's sending a message to the general public. This vaccine is something that we have looked at. We've looked at the science. We've looked at the results. And we're going to put our arms out there to get it first. So hopefully that's a reassurance for the people that are a little skeptical that this vaccine is going to work.
So as the vaccine continues to be given and available to more and more people, maybe toward next summer as we look to get, quote, normal again, do you foresee the government still coming out every day with case counts, positivity rates, all the other metrics that they're looking at, you know, prior to the vaccine, even with the vaccine, and then hopefully, slowly but surely, it eventually gets to a point where we're like, okay, we beat it?
Yeah, Whip, you know, I think the appearance of the information is important to make sure that it's still on people's minds. If we don't, then are we going to start to slip here? And until we get enough people vaccinated, we need to keep that number up there and to keep it important and on the top of people's minds. But once we do, certainly, you know, you're going to hear when we have influenza, you know, you'll hear influenza counts every so often, but it's not like it's going to be the lead story.
You know, I saw something yesterday, too, that was an interesting angle that I hadn't considered before, because this is obviously so new and we don't know everything about the length it will last. The questions were asked, the vaccine, how long will it last? And the doctor that I saw said, well, you know, we only have about 4 months of data right now. So we think a year and a half, but we don't really know. It will be something that plays out over the course of time as we watch what happens here. Is that accurate?
That is, you know, we're going to be watching this vaccine, and like, you know, even the people in the study have only gone back, like you said, 4 months, but we're still tracking them. But we certainly expect that with the results we've seen and the amount of results that we've seen, you know, we're hearing from some of the experts 16, 18 months, potentially, you know, 2 years. So if we get to that point, this may be an every other year vaccine. And we don't even know. We might even get longer immunity. I think people are hesitant to say just because the data is not in there yet.
Dr. Most, we saw in the UK study that a couple of the healthcare workers that had allergies had adverse reactions when they got the vaccine. Then they came out there and said, if you have severe allergies, you don't want to take this. Is that the case here, too?
That's what we're doing right now, Whip. We're saying, hey, you know what? If you have severe allergies to a point where you carry an EpiPen around with you, let's hold off right now. If we can get herd immunity, we won't need to worry about exposing those individuals. And as we learn more about the vaccine, got to remember, only 22,000, 25,000 people actually got the vaccine when we looked at the study of 44,000 because some got placebo. By the end of the week here, we're going to have millions of people. So we're really going to know more about the side effects and more about the allergic reactions that people may have.
All right. It's an exciting day, a momentous day, a historical day in America, and of course here in Chicago. We'll be watching it closely. Dr. Most, thanks for being available and figuring out our nonsense from 30 minutes ago.
You got it. We'll talk soon, you guys.
All right, see you later. Dr. Kevin Most, your chief medical officer with Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. What is happening? What are people talking about? What's trending on Twitter? Top three things. Finding it out now. Here's Violetta in at number three.
Pornhub is trending after they get rid of millions of videos that have been caused unverified accounts. This is coming after changes in their policy, and MasterCard and Visa dropped the platform entirely. So then they went back and are like, okay, we'll get rid of unverified accounts. So millions of videos off of Pornhub and people are
being removed for very serious reasons.
Yeah.
We should say.
So the unvery serious thing that came to mind here is I wonder what the charge says on your credit card bill when you put something on.
Do you wonder?
Don't
you don't know?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
And you know what? It's interesting. We should be seeing the Pornhub Christmas commercial soon.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Give Grandpa what he really wants.
Right. Give Grandpa what he really wants. And it's like a gift card to Pornhub. And he's got a big smile as he's hugging his grandson.
I've never seen that.
Well, you'll see him this year. Yeah. You're not paying.
Not watching the right shows.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Japan's pajama suit is helping teleworkers look good for Zoom calls. You can get it in navy, beige, and dark gray. So it's a pajama suit. It's exactly what it sounds like, and it's trending right now because they are flying off the shelves with so many people working from home.
Pajama suits.
Yeah.
All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Wisconsin health officials warn against traditional raw meat carnival sandwiches this holiday season.
What
this
kind?
Is... Cannibal.
Oh.
Yeah, cannibal.
You want to start this trending on Twitter over?
No.
Yeah, you sure?
I don't. I just want to get it over with.
That's not, we can tell. It's pretty evident.
Wait,
yeah.
So, but I'm actually interested. Yeah. So they had to issue an official warning not to be a cannibal?
Yeah. No. Well, they apparently eat raw beef sandwiches during the holiday season. They call it a delicacy.
Right.
And it's freaking out a lot of people. This is actually going nationwide. A lot of people talking about it. It's gross. And they're saying especially don't do it this year because of all of the bacteria that could be on the meat.
And this is not steak tartare. This is like raw hamburger meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they just put onions and on a bun and eat it.
Welcome to Wisconsin. Maybe you got yourself, like Tracy Butler over at Channel 7, a COVID puppy this year.
Yeah.
They just ran down the list of the general destruction that will take place the first year that you have the puppy. Maybe you're in the first year, or maybe you're in the 10th year, and you've just started to add up the destruction of the dog.
Mm-hmm. Nonstop.
Anybody listening who had a dog who destroyed the most expensive thing? This might be grounds for removal from the family. Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm an 11-month puppy, and I was like, all right, he's out of his chewing phase. 2 weeks ago, I come home from work, and the strap on my Louis Vuitton was completely ripped off.
No way.
Aha.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Not so adorable anymore, is he?
No. He's so cute.
Yeah. He's got to give you that cute puppy face after he destroys your Louis Vuitton. Mm. Oh, my God. It did actually happen to someone, Sharon.
I had a Vizsla puppy and left her home out of the cage, and she ate our brand new couch.
What?
The couch got eaten.
It looked like it snowed in my house. There was
stuff
everywhere.
Oh, wow.
That's horrible.
Got the whole thing, not just part of it, not just the armrest, not just the cushion, ate the whole damn thing.
Oh, my God.
She went after multiple cushions.
Multiple cushions. Didn't stop with one.
I mean, Vizsla is a good looking dog and has a cute face, but everybody has their limits, don't they? The dog with the most expensive destruction. Anybody listening who, Chris?
Yeah, so my dog ate about $300 worth of comforters.
Uh-huh.
And then decided the comforters weren't good enough, so he went after the bedroom furniture, so I had to replace that at about $4,500.
A whole bedroom set.
Oh, my God.
There's a dog calls it lunch.
Right.
Powered through that whole thing. What kind of dog do you have?
He's a mini golden doodle.
Oh, mini golden doodles are so cute.
Just the name alone doesn't seem like you should eat a whole new bedroom
Apparently
set.
Apparently not a mini appetite.
And then finally, you don't hear about this very much. Vicky, the mass destruction involved what?
He ate the entire back seat of the truck, including the seat belts and the side of the door.
He ate what? Out the back seat of a truck.
And the seat belts?
The seat belts and the side of the door. So you know how you have the padding with all the window switches that are just wires.
Right, and you just run into Jewel just for a second. You're like just picking up a little milk at Jewel.
Right, was this in the course of one trip?
He's a working dog. He's kind of crazy.
Right.
Clearly.
Yeah, y'all are.
What's a working
dog? He's a working dog. He worked his way right out of the Silverado.
Ho, 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 look under the tree. Ho, 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 there's a present for me. Ho, 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 who could it be? Santa Violetta, naturally.
All right, let's get right into Santa Violetta here. Year two of Santa Violetta, a long-standing tradition. If this one doesn't go well, we're scrapping it.
Oh.
How that impossible to buy for a person on your gift list. Whip, you have your questions ready?
Yes.
Try to learn a little bit about this person. Violetta, you're set to go?
Yes.
All right. As am I, say hello to Teresa. Hi, Teresa. Hello, Teresa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. How are y'all?
Excellent. Would you like to be this year's 2020 participant in Santa Violetta's I Have an Impossible Person to Buy For gift exchange?
Yes, please.
Okay. Awesome. Who is the person on your list?
My mother.
Your mother.
Okay.
Yes.
Lovely woman. And how long has she been your mother? How old are you there, Teresa?
I'm 31 and she's 50.
Okay. All right. Okay. So it's Teresa's 50-year-old mother. What is her name?
Her name's Tina.
Tina.
Yeah.
Tina.
Nice lady.
Tina. Tina, your 50-year-old mother. And has it always been the case, Teresa, that it's impossible to buy for her?
Yes, ever since I was little.
Are you talking to us
even
in your bathroom?
Homemade gifts weren't getting hung up on the walls, you know?
Your homemade gifts weren't getting hung up on the walls.
Okay, so she likes nice things.
That's a crusher.
Okay.
That is a crusher. Do you recall, Teresa, what you gave to her last year?
Last year, I bought her a scope for her camera. She's really into photography.
Oh.
I didn't know where this got from. I was going to get a scope for her rifle.
Scope that she, you know, never wanted to buy herself.
I'm sorry. Hold on just a second. Hold on, Teresa. Hold on. When you said a scope, I thought you were going to say for her rifle. And I was like, oh, boy. This is
an interesting
person.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Person. There's probably a better name.
Yeah. And what were you saying about the scope you bought for her camera?
It was a $250 scope, something that she wouldn't definitely buy for herself because she's that person.
Okay.
You know, she doesn't buy expensive things for herself.
Right.
So I figured, hey, I'm 31. I have a good job. I'm a nurse.
Okay.
I have a great family. You know, I can afford these things for my mother now.
Okay. And how was that received last year? Did she enjoy it or did she just say, yeah, this is great?
Well, that was about the quote there. She opened it up, looked at me, oh, honey, you didn't need to do that, and closed it back up and asked me for the receipt.
Aha! All right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Teresa, are you willing to turn over this year's gift-giving to Santa Violetta?
Yes, desperately.
All right. We're going to learn a little bit about your mother, Tina, ask a couple of questions, find out your budget, and then on Friday what's going to happen is we're going to call you back with all the gift ideas. You agree from the ideas that Santa Violetta gives you. You purchase those no matter what. Give those to your mom, Tina, and let us know in the new year how they were received.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So I guess we've learned Tina likes photography?
Yes, she does. I mean, nature.
Okay. Photography and nature.
Interesting.
Does she have any other big-time interests she spends a lot of time doing?
Gardening.
Okay.
She loves to travel.
Okay.
That's been big this year.
I tried getting her plane tickets before.
That didn't go over so well?
Nope. Didn't even know you could return a plane ticket.
When? Wow.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
She's big with the returns. When she travels, where does she like to travel?
She really loves New Orleans.
Okay.
Oh. And have you guys ever taken a trip together?
No, and I desperately wanted to with her, but it's just I've tried to set that up as well, and that didn't happen.
Okay.
Her birthday gift 1 year.
Has been a very...
I love her desperately. I just want to make her happy.
She's a wonderful woman.
Yeah, yeah.
This has been a very strange year for all of us, Teresa. What has your mother spent most of her time in 2020 doing?
Working from home.
She does insurance claims, I believe, something like that.
I believe.
Yeah, she's kind of vague about her job.
Based on the fact you bought her a scope for her rifle, she might be a hitman.
I would love to get her a gun. Maybe that'll help her out. Go shooting or something. That's that aggression out. She loves to exercise. So she's really big into that.
Okay. Does she have anybody she hangs out with on a regular basis? Like if you bought her something, she could bring old, Joan down at the job out to do something?
Her best friend is her boyfriend.
Okay. She's boyfriend.
Yeah. They're really close, though. they do a lot together.
All right.
Okay, they do a lot together. So what's something that she talks about constantly that you don't really, like, care about, that you kind of zone out about because she's just going on and on about it?
Unfortunately, I think she's that woman that is happy all the time and doesn't. Oh. She's not happy, though. You know what I mean?
She's happy, but not happy.
As you know, she doesn't.
Right. She's primarily not happy Christmas morning opening my gifts.
Can I get you?
I feel like there's got to be something out there that would just spark her joy, because she's just not very woman.
What is her boyfriend?
The time, but she puts on a face anyways because she knows that's the time of the year. Really good about being happy for everybody else.
All right. What is her boyfriend's name?
Alan.
All right. If she and Alan are going to do something fun on a normal Saturday night, not a 2020 Saturday night, what do she and Alan do?
They like to go to the movies a lot, and they love really good restaurants.
Okay.
Right. And they both love going and checking out anything museum type, zoo. Entertainment,
okay.
Music type thing, you know.
What
They're
restaurant
really out there?
What restaurant would they go to? What kind of restaurant? What kind of food do they like?
They're real big meat eaters. They live in Chicago, so that makes things easy.
You say you don't think she's really happy when you analyze it. What are the things you think that make her unhappy? And like, could we do anything to correct those things? Like, take something off
what?
Her...
What? Like, I don't know, war?
No. Well, I mean, is there something that she's bogged down COVID? By in life that makes her unhappy that you could, like, sort of take something off her plate with a gift?
You know what? The one thing that I was really thinking about doing this year, she's actually really unhappy about her weight.
Okay.
She's had 4 children. She's had 2 divorces.
Okay.
And I believe that contributes to a lot. She was a single mother. The entire time I've been alive, pretty much.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
I was looking into some sort of something that would actually help her speed up her weight loss, because she does exercise and she does everything she can, but it just doesn't seem to do any good. And I think, of course, if she was just a little happier,
I think
I might get you guys like a couples therapy.
Tina's doing
retreat.
Great. does Tina have any pets?
Yeah, she has a rabbit.
Rabbit.
What's the rabbit's name?
Elliot.
Is Elliot her pride and joy? Like, you know how some pet owners love him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Definitely.
Elliot the rabbit.
And do you have a dog?
Do I? I have 4 dogs, 32 chickens, 4 goats, et cetera.
Because I can hear some in the background. Okay.
What is it?
32 chickens.
Wait, are you preparing for the end of time?
Right? Yes. Always.
All right.
Okay.
All right, cool. This has been a pretty uplifting Santa
Don't
Taylor.
Tell the chickens. That's why you have them.
All right. Any final questions? By the way, where the hell are you, Teresa?
I'm in Indiana, actually.
No, I mean, like, right now, specifically.
Oh, I'm just sitting in my car waiting to go into a client's home.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in the Lincoln Tunnel in New York City.
I thought I heard the dogs.
Sorry. Yeah,
that's okay. Any final questions for Teresa? Anything else?
No, that's about it.
I have a quick question. Does your mom have any pet peeves?
What's with you guys in the negative?
She's a clean freak, for sure.
Oh, clean freak, okay. No, because it helps
definitely.
You learn about a person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a clean freak, but she likes to express herself bluntly, which is great.
Express herself bluntly. Okay, you mean like by talking or by painting or something?
Both.
Oh, she paints. Look at this. See, you have to delve a little bit into it.
She just got into painting.
She just got into painting. Statues.
Okay.
There's actually this Sasquatch statue I was thinking about getting her, because I don't know what else to get her these days. So I'm like, I'm about to buy her Sasquatch to put in her yard. That's like
Sasquatch
60
statue for her yard.
I'm about to just start buying like bad gifts, to be honest. Maybe she'll like them.
Can I do one last question?
Yeah, sure, what the hell?
Teresa, what's your favorite memory with your mom, Tina?
She's always there to support me. Other than the gift.
But
she's always been there to support my dream.
Okay.
All right. She puts her kids first.
Definitely.
All right.
Always.
And Elliot the rabbit.
Never herself, though. So that's, I think, the key there.
All right. All right, Teresa, here's what's going to happen. We're going to put you back on hold, okay?
All right.
We're going to get all your information. By the way, oh, most importantly, what is your budget for your mother, Tina?
The sky's the limit.
Oh, okay. My God. Don't say that.
Hold on.
Don't say that.
I love her. I just, you know, for my mom, you know, it's just, I don't know what else to do.
Here's a brand new Tesla. Congratulations.
Right. I mean, that'll make her happy.
Oh! All right. Hold on.
Wow. There's so much going on.
Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
I got an unlimited credit card.
Yeah. Well, you know, that'll bring out the F-bomb every now and then.
Woo!
Hold on, Teresa. There we go. All right. Make sure Teresa hasn't crashed into a bridge abutment. You know what I love most about this? Swanee is miserable. I think this was the greatest thing ever.
I think it's hilarious.
I think it's the greatest thing ever. All right. So you have a fairly unlimited budget.
Okay.
We'll see if Swanee can talk to Swear and Teresa and try to pin down a little bit closer to her budget. And then Friday, God knows what the hell will happen there. You'll come up with the gifts for Teresa's mom, Tina.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
There's
for
so much.
Teresa's mom, Tina.
Yeah.
And then we'll find out what you've chosen. She'll buy those, and then in the new year, we'll determine how well it went over.
Yeah, this there's so much material
just like,
here.
Just like this bit.
Too bad she already seems to have a Sasquatch statue. Otherwise, you could have gone with
you
that.
Might just want to get one of those.
Maybe she wants
Sasquatch.
More.
Wow.
Having a hard time figuring out what to buy? Should probably focus more on what not to buy. In fact, the top five most hated holiday gifts. You think you're doing well. Let's be honest. You're just cutting a corner. You're just making it easy on yourself by selecting this number one gift because you can't come up with anything else and you've convinced yourself in your brain. Everybody loves these. And by all of this explanation, I'm talking about what goes on in my own head.
Okay.
What is the number one most hated holiday gift? No one wants what, Sandy?
A picture frame.
Exactly right. Picture frames.
Oh, Whip's face. Oh, wow.
Whip's like, I bought six of them this year.
Yeah, I got some returning to do.
Everybody loves picture frames. No, they don't.
Oh.
No, apparently they don't. Mm. They'll buy their own or they've got 17 in the closet they're not using. One of the two.
Whoops.
In fact, of the respondents, that was not only the number one most hated holiday gift, but the number one most likely to re-gift.
Oh,
so they don't like it, so they're going to force someone else not to like it. They don't like it as a gift, but they're going to give it as one.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks everyone else must like it. I'm the weird one. I don't like it, but everyone else does.
Well, it's because they got 17 in their closet.
It might be it.
They don't need another one.
There's no way they're going to match it to your other picture frames.
Picture frames in at number one. Number two, gift sets of body care products.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Number three, scented candles.
Oh, I just bought one of
those. The other go-to for
guys.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Everyone loves candles.
Picture frame and a candle. That's what I got her this year.
I think one year I do seriously think that I went over to like the Yankee Candle store or something and bought like $200 worth of candles.
The whole world loves them.
apparently that was wrong.
And as you carried them up to the front, you're like, is there a picture frame store nearby?
Want them to get double.
I'm going to get about $400 worth of those. Just really spread them out to those that I love.
Do you put a picture of yourself in the frame?
Well, if you did that.
Scented candles at number three. Beauty gift sets at number four. And box of chocolates at number five.
The meltaways are delicious.
Box of chocolates. Avoid them at all costs. Your most hated holiday gifts. Yeah, I was reading Blake Shelton said that he hid Gwen Stefani's engagement ring in the compartment in the door of his truck, which sounds incredibly stupid.
It really does.
And he almost seems proud of how stupid it is.
Right.
Stupid it is.
He's being a good old boy.
Because not only is that you know, it's going to get knocked out of there. But now your hiding spot is in constant motion and movement.
Yeah, you don't know where it is.
Which is an invitation for something bad to happen.
Right. Like, I feel like I put napkins in there, you know, and like on a regular basis, I'll see like a couple napkins next to my car because when I opened and closed the door, a couple flew out I didn't notice.
Well, even beyond that, too, like if you hide it in your closet, your closet doesn't go to Jewel.
Yes, that's true.
And sit in the parking lot at Jewel waiting to get broken into.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At least it's not moving around, right?
Absolutely.
312-233-1019. Guys, we'd like to hear from you specifically. Where did you end up hiding the ring like I got the spot? Or ladies, where did you discover it? Hi there, Crystal.
Good morning.
You discovered it or you found out after the fact?
So we were headed to California, and little did I know that my husband now was going to propose back then, and they pulled his luggage to go through his carry-on.
Oh, boy.
And he just started, like, profusely sweating.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what is in your bag?
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
Right.
Little did I know. And then later it all played out, and I thought, oh, my God, you're so lucky you didn't just have to propose in the middle of the airport.
So it was in his bag?
It was in his shoe, in his carry-on.
Ah, in the shoe, in the carry-on.
Yeah.
Again, moving around, but at least he's moving around because he's planning on doing it as opposed to Blake Shelton, who was just moving around for the sake of moving around.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
And you know Blake Shelton's got a house that's like 45,000 square feet. There's got to be a good hiding spot in there somewhere.
Maybe he's afraid he'd forget it in the big place, too.
Carrie.
Hi.
You discovered it or you found out after the fact?
I found out after the fact.
Where was it?
He tied it to a strand of Christmas lights he had hanging in his room, and then he cleaned his room a couple months later, threw them out, and then went, oh my gosh, the day before garbage day, and there was my, and grabbed my ring.
What?
Why? He doesn't have a perfectly functioning drawer he could have put it in?
I don't know. He had them hanging on the Christmas light so he could always see it. And
although taunting you in some ways, if you come in the room, you don't even realize what's right in front of you.
Yeah.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Yes. Took it out of the box.
And then you just forget and throw the lights away.
Yeah, wow. That doesn't make... That's strange.
That gives me, like, anxiety.
Let's go for some tidbits right now. You know the front man of the Foo Fighters, Violetta?
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, what's his name?
They call him Chief.
Chief.
He's the chief of the band. That's
chief.
True.
Yeah. Yep. Dave Grohl.
Yes, Dave.
Whip, this is for you. Dave Grohl is releasing a cover each night of Hanukkah, and Hotline Bling is a certified banger, they call it.
Oh, my God. I got to check that out.
To celebrate Hanukkah this year, Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters has partnered with producer-songwriter Greg Kurstin to release a new cover song every night featuring music from a Jewish artist.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know,
eight,
I
nine,
mean,
eight covers.
Dave does a lot of adventurous stuff. Seems like he's having fun. Almost like the Will Ferrell of musicians, you know? Just does stuff because he likes it.
I prefer to just call him Chief.
Yeah, Chief.
You know how last hour we were talking about Blake Shelton said he hid the Gwen Stefani engagement ring in the little compartment in the door of his truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know where this guy hid it, but apparently he's giving it to her. Dakota Johnson spotted with giant ring. Is she engaged to Chris Martin from Coldplay, Whip's other favorite band?
Oh, my goodness.
Lucky
girl. I got you a Foo Fighter story and a Coldplay story right out of the gate.
What did I do to deserve all this?
Dakota Johnson fueling rumors she's engaged to boyfriend Chris Martin after being photographed with a massive emerald ring on the left ring finger. So
that's nice.
Maybe something special is happening
there.
You remember how yesterday Big Karwowski in the Mix marketing department was blatantly trying to get himself a PlayStation 5 here on the air?
Yeah.
Totally. He wasn't even shy about it.
Sony PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X resellers have made $60 million so far on the secondary market.
That's unbelievable.
I believe that. Yeah.
People are just jacking up the prices, right?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No other way to get it right now. You know how earlier, just a few minutes ago, we were talking the most dangerous way to travel over the holidays, they say, is by bus. The road trip will get you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a way the road trip will actually pay you. Empire Covers, a company that makes car covers, is hiring someone to watch road trip movies this holiday season. They're paying $1,000. The new employee must watch 8 movies from the following list. There's a big, long list. All road trip movies like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles,
yeah.
National Lampoon's Vacation, Dumb and Dumber, Blues Brothers, very important here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Almost Famous, Thelma and Louise, Cannonball Run, Rain Man, Midnight Run, Smokey and the Bandit, all sorts of Borat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All sorts of road trip movies. Huh. You can earn money. I guess the key is you have to go and register for the job today on Empire's website, Empire Covers.
Okay, that sounds like a thing to do.
You know, I mentioned yesterday that everybody keeps finding animals in their trees.
Mm-hmm.
More specifically, their Christmas trees.
Yeah, in Australia, there was a koala.
Koala yesterday in the news. The Rockefeller Center tree had an owl.
Mm-hmm.
Woman finds raccoon in her Christmas tree in Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay.
Ooh, that's not good.
I guess I would ask you, how did you get the tree into your house and up and not see the raccoon in your tree?
Yeah, it's a good question.
But maybe it was a baby raccoon.
Maybe
I don't care.
Scared up there and it's hiding because it's scared of you.
It's a raccoon.
As you are of it.
A bushy tree.
Yeah.
Her dog woke up in the middle of the night because he was barking at the tree. Aubrey grabbed a frying pan. That would be Aubrey Acabelli. And thought a cat had entered her home through a doggy door. Her dog spotted a raccoon in the tree.
Wow.
Maybe the dog or the raccoon came in through the doggy door and went into the tree.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Woman finds live snake in her Christmas tree in Australia.
Oh, that's so bad.
I'd rather find the raccoon.
Rachel Lee Jackson, shocked to find the reptile, made itself a home in the tree. The non-venomous green snake had taken up residence in her Christmas tree and had to be removed by authorities. As did Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a fake tree.
That's the way to go. I say tree time. That's the way to go. All right. Florida man retrieves golf ball that landed on an alligator's tail. There's a picture of it, too.
Okay.
Alligator laying on the side of a lake, golf ball on its tail. You could see a golfer walk up and take the ball off the alligator's tail.
I guess golfers, a lot of them, are pretty used to the gators being around, and they just don't seem scared of them.
Down in Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
I do play golf down there, and there are gators everywhere.
Yeah.
But would you go pick up a ball off of his tail?
I wouldn't do what this guy did. I think you're just inviting trouble. Remember the guy that we talked to who had his dog almost eaten by the gator?
Yeah.
Of course.
This could have happened to this guy. Maybe we can post a picture of that.
Okay.
To prove what an idiot he is. You remember a second ago, Violetta was telling the story that her parents left her in Serbia,
mm-hmm.
and she and her sister had to get on a Serbian bus and then travel all the way to Germany
no.
in order to get home on a flight through Munich.
Yeah.
Well, we did take a flight from Munich, but we were going from Belgrade. It was a horrible experience.
A plane was forced to turn around after mom forgets baby at the airport.
Oh no.
Can't
do that.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how that could happen, but...
I guess the flight is requesting you come back. They said a passenger forgot her baby. We told you a passenger left her baby in the terminal and refuses to continue the flight, said the pilot in a recording released to Gulf News. The Saudi Airlines flight was eventually able to turn around. The video of the pilot requesting to go back has gone viral. Over the last few years, many stories are now coming out about parents forgetting their children in difficult and strange situations.
Yeah.
I just may be so stressed out with everything. I don't know.
But imagine that moment when you do realize, like, am I missing the baby?
Yeah. It's like a Home
Alone
thing.
Imagine if that moment isn't until you're over Kansas somewhere.
That's
you've been on the flight for 90 minutes.
And had two drinks.
It's kind of like Home Alone 2, except Kevin's not a baby in that one. But, you know, he's in New York and they're in Miami.
You know, I've always found it's best to never, ever make a reference to the movie Home Alone 2. Stick to the original and never go back.
OG.
And then finally, there is now a video, this is so 2020, that shows a dog actually eating the kids' homework. Stand by the dog, ate the homework.
Yeah.
Well, there's a dog that actually
perfect.
Did this.
It's not a lie anymore.
In the Philippines, dogs were caught in the act eating the human brother's homework. In a clip captured by security cameras inside the home, you can see the boy asleep, and then an apparently hungry husky creeps into the dark room and eats the homework.
Oh, wow.
This has, like, peanut butter written all over it.
Totally.
Pretend to be asleep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We got a viral video. We'll make millions. It is time to find out what everybody else has already found out.
Yeah.
Top three things currently trending on Twitter. See what's happening at the social media desk. Violetta's ready to go at number three.
So we are just 10 days away from Christmas, so this is a holiday theme trending, okay? Scotland, so coming in at number three, Scotland trending after naming their entire snowplow Feet. They have fun names like Speedy Scott and Sir Salter Scott.
Their fleet, like their...
They're little driving things that salt.
They're little driving things.
Fleet of salt trucks.
Yeah.
They're salt trucks. They're little driving things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what are they called again? Or what are their names?
They have a couple
names?
Of them. Speedy Scott, Sir Salter Scott.
Oh.
Yeah. Mr. Plow is what they are.
That's what they should be.
What if I have that clip anymore?
What's that all about?
See, you're learning so much being on this show. Yeah. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Many jumping on the hashtag said during sex and Xmas sentiments. You can say them during both. Can I read a couple of them to you?
I don't know. Can you?
I think so.
I hope.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to start off with wrap it yourself, naughty or nice, did you get extra batteries, leave the lights on, and shh, the kids will hear us. So you can say any of those during both. Yay, moving
on. That phrase ho, ho, ho was nowhere involved.
Yeah. Could be.
Okay. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Get in the holiday spirit by going to Wet Car Wash. That's Wet with two T's in the West Chicago area. They have a Santa sleigh wash going on right now where they transform the drive-through car wash into a winter wonderland. They have elves, reindeer, Santa Claus himself is going to be there. And
wow.
We have all of the information up on our social media pages at Eric Morning Mix.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, for
something
sure.
To do. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.